Now let's go back to the Meyer LPGA guest line. He's the guy in fantasy football that you don't want your league mates to know about. A contributor to SiriusXM Radio and the creator and founder of Player Profiler. Not going to steal his intro, although I am playing the song The Final Countdown in my head as I do this. You can find him on X at @fantasy_mansion. He is the podfather. He is Matt Kelly. And we have finally received the gift of knowing where all these rookies are headed. Matt, good to have you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Speaking of the draft, I don't know if you caught this over draft weekend, but Brad Holmes did a press conference after day two with a hoodie that read positional villain on it, because he said that people were shredding them for not making the most of taking positional value in the draft. And I know you've got a lot of thoughts on Brad Holmes. Did you see that?
Yeah, positional villain. Yeah, he doesn't understand position scarcity all of a sudden. They made a little bit of a comeback this past draft. It's funny, for fantasy football, we love Jahmyr Gibbs, but for real football, drafting a running back in the first round is a pretty donkey maneuver.
Let's go to fantasy football, and let's begin with the landing spots for the wide receivers. Is there any format where Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going as the first wide receiver after he went to Arizona?
I mean, in single quarterback leagues, he's absolutely the first rookie wide receiver being drafted in rookie drafts. For sure, he's a 101. In league-wide drafts, veteran drafts, he's going to be, at least second round. If you think back to Kyler Murray in 2020, he made DeAndre Hopkins a top three pick or top three producer in fantasy football. So the heavy target volume has been there with Kyler Murray for his alpha wide receiver. I'm just not sure. I'm not sold that this is like a DeAndre Hopkins all over again in year one. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I think that Kyler Murray takes some snaps away from the passing game as a scrambler. He's not the most accurate quarterback. He has some challenges. They were up and down whether or not they were going to keep him, or they're going to trade him to Atlanta for all that talk. So, I'm not penciling him in as the locked-in 101 in single quarterback necessarily, and certainly in two quarterback and super flex leagues, I think you got to draft the three top quarterbacks who went off the board before Harrison. If you play in a super flex league, which are becoming a lot more popular, where you actually can start two quarterbacks, the position scarcity, and I know Brad Holmes doesn't want to hear this, but is such that you can't pass on a Jaden Daniels. You can't pass on a Caleb Williams to take Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison is sexy. I mean, he was sexy at the draft. This was the best dressed draft class I've ever seen. These guys were dripping, and he was the drippiest of the drip. And I get it all. Understood. This is a little bit of risk with Kyler Murray, but more so, it's the quarterbacks that are such mega producers. And if you're in a two quarterback league and you have quarterback injuries, everybody knows it's damn near impossible without having to give a godfather offer to get a quarterback. So for that reason, we have Caleb, we have Jaden Daniels ahead of Marvin Harrison in Superflex.
Do you buy the DeAndre Hopkins comparison with Harrison only because isn't Marvin Harrison a lot faster? I mean, didn't he get timed a lot faster in real time than DeAndre Hopkins ever has?
The point is, if you have a mobile quarterback, they drain pass attempts out of the offense, and you have to adjust accordingly. So on paper, going to a Kyler Murray offense is a little bit of a concern, not for touchdowns, those go up, but for volume, for targets, those typically are challenged. But in this particular case, we have a case study where an alpha wide receiver did get 150-plus targets with Kyler Murray. So that's very good news. Where, an Anthony Richardson, a Josh Allen, there's a hard cap on their alpha receivers just because they're gonna pull it down and run, where typically it's the pocket passers, it's the Matt Stafford to Cooper Kupp, it's Kirk Cousins to Justin Jefferson. that's where you're going to get maximum target volume. That's where those guys can get up to like 180 targets. That's where those guys can go over like 1,500 yards. So if you're looking for true, true wide receiver one seasons, it's almost always going to be tethered to the pocket passer, not the guy that's pulling attempts out of the passing game with running.
Now let's talk about the other big-name wide receiver that was taken just two picks later, Malik Nabers. What are your expectations for him in year one?
Well, see, I think he's going to out-target. That's the cool thing. That's why I think it's a debate, right? So he was pretty much Marvin Harrison's equal as a prospect in terms of production, in terms of athleticism. He's crazy athletic. He actually went through the whole process, though he was a locked-in top-10 pick. He and Roma Dunze just went through the process, similar to Jamar Chase. This season he got drafted, he went and did all the drills of the combine. He showed everyone he has a high dog rating. And we have a high dog rating on Malik Nabers as well. Not as high as Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze is the highest dog rating in this class. You know, him or Wilson from Michigan. But it's going to be close. The lack of touchdowns is what's going to hold back Nabers. An offense not going to score a lot. So I expect Nabers to catch more passes, but score less fantasy points just based on touchdowns.
What is your ideal roster construction this year, and who are your flag plants in these ranges?
So what are we talking about? Are we talking about dynasty? Are we talking about seasonal leagues?
Let's start with seasonal leagues for now.
Okay, so seasonal leagues, I love getting a running back in round one. The running backs really flamed out hard last year. The Austin Ecklers, right, in round one, a lot of running backs failed. Bijan Robinson. But this year, even though the Jets kind of closed their eyes and took a whole bunch of running backs, I think that's more of an indictment on, like, Israel Abanikanda. I don't think that's an indictment of Breece Hall. I'm still pushing the button on Breece Hall in round one. I'm still pushing the button. This year is the year to get Bijan. Last year was not the year to get Bijan. We all knew Bijan was going to have to get ramped up, going to share carries. That's rookie year quarterbacks. That's rookie year in the NFL. Now he's a second-year player. This is the year that Bijan's going to go nuclear. So I love pounding running back, getting either McCaffrey in the early first, getting Bijan in the mid-first, or Hall in the late-first, and then just hammering wide receiver after that. I think that is a smart move. And if I can sneak in a mobile quarterback, if I can sneak in a Kyler Murray, sneak in a Jalen Hurts, even in a fourth, fifth round, I like it. I like it. This is, you know, and then wait. So basically, you could be the first one or second one in your league to draft a running back. And then what you need to do, if you're going to do that, you're going to go hero running back, you need to be the last one in your league to draft a second running back.
And for dynasty?
So for dynasty, running back is a little bit more of a challenge because, you know, you've got Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs. But see, the thing is, Jahmyr Gibbs is not profiled as a workhorse running back. Those are the young stud running backs that everyone's circling. But if I don't get Bijan in dynasty, I'm probably going to be going zero RB in dynasty. It's basically in dynasty, because you have these guys for their careers, the one guy that has a true workhorse profile that has the youth is Bijan. If you don't get him, I don't think it's worth it to go running back early. Probably just going to pound, receiver. And if it's a super flex league, then I'm absolutely just going to, if it's a super flex league, I might start quarterback. And why not? And one guy that I really like in dynasty and in pure startups, if you're starting a brand new dynasty league, see, that would be the time, because he's kind of in the mix and there's all this uncertainty. I love Jaden Daniels, generally speaking. I think Jaden Daniels is a great seasonal league pick, best ball pick, any format, even single quarterback. I love Jaden Daniels because he's the one guy, I think that he's going to outproduce Caleb Williams in year one. There's certainly more risk with him. He doesn't quite have the pedigree of a Caleb Williams, and he doesn't have the weapons that Caleb Williams has. But he's the one guy that can go out and say rush for 800 yards. And so that's the profile I'm chasing. And he's going to be the starter week one. So, you know, if I go late round quarterback in any particular format, my late round quarterback is going to be Jaden Daniels.
That's Matt Kelly. He's the creator and founder of Player Profiler. There is a ton of free content, content that matters. It really is awesome work. I've been using it for years. I've been winning leagues with it. I've been getting to know Matt. He and his team are awesome. We're actually getting on in the Dury on this show tomorrow. You can find him at fantasy_mansion, the Podfather. Matt Kelly, thank you very much, Matt. Let's do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. See ya.
That's Matt Kelly.